And when you have met somebody with compassion, you know you have met somebody who appreciates the predicament you're in, even though they may or may not agree with your predicament. They understand how it all is. They see the situation you're in. And how does that compassion develop? The compassion only develops as a result of non-attachment. That's the only way it can happen. You can't be compassionate in an ego sense. Look what a compassionate guy I am. Can't do it that way. It doesn't work. Compassion only happens when you're not attached. If I'm so busy seeing it the way I got to see it, I can't see it the way you see it. But the minute I say, yeah, I see it this way, that's right. Now, that's that way. In other words, the minute I treat myself as another one of the systems rather than as the system. I mean, there are all your ways and there's my way and my way is right. How about there are all these ways, including my way, and they're all wrong, and they're all right, and they're all not enough because any system is never enough. I mean, at the moment, I can see here, I can't see what he sees looking through the eye of that camera, unless I'm so unattached to me and being here that I can literally be inside him seeing through the eye of the camera, and that's exactly what a yogic power called samyama is about. That is the capacity to leave any time-space locus and be in other places and see how it is from that place, literally, not figuratively, not theoretically, but actually. But that kind of takes a degree of non-attachment that's pretty much. We can share it. You can't have pompous compassion. You can't have ego-y compassion. You can't have I'm a very compassionate person. Compassionate people never say I'm a very compassionate person. They're just compassionate people. It's like realized beings don't go around saying, I'm a realized being. I'm a very high being. Had you noticed? And they're not just making believe they're not saying it. They just never think about those things because that isn't where their head is at. They're not busy in self-definition. Once the seed is planted, a person is faced with the predicament of knowing something is true, being surrounded by many people who don't see it the way you see it, and realizing that for anything really to happen, you have to see that your way of seeing it is as much illusion as their way of seeing it is, and accept it all as illusion, and then communication can be made. But as long as I say, look, it's black, and you say it's white, and I say it's black, and you say it's white, here we are. We're always going to be stuck on these two sides. But if I say, some say it's white, and some say it's black, and here we are. Now we've just gone right behind that place. It's always possible with every human being. And it's always the responsibility of the most conscious person to extricate himself from his own attachments. And that's why to make contact with another human being, the rule is always work on yourself. If I want to get close to you, go into my own center. That's the rule. If I center enough and go behind my own attachments, here you'll be. And once you develop compassion, then you keep going. Then there are many more levels before you are free of the illusion. Compassion is just another illusion. But you got to go a step at a time. You got to get up to the doorway before you can go through it. There's no sense in trying to clump through the doorway when you're not anywhere near it. Somebody, like, push open the door and there the door's about 40 feet away. Westerners, in their intellectual zeal to get there, always intellectually get ahead of where they're at. We are one, and one is joy, and joy is pain, and pain is real, and real are you, and you are me, and that is all there is to be. We are time, and time is wise, and wise is beauty, and beauty is love, and love is you, and you are me, and that is all there is to be. A hand in hand, a rainy day, a grain of sand, a child at play, dogs and moons and milk and sun, worldly all is only one. We are God, and God is truth, and truth is light, and light is life. And life is you, and you are me, and that is all there is to be. This evening, meditations at 7:30. There is no darshan next Friday afternoon. It will be on Saturday and Sunday. If you're planning to stay overnight on the grounds and haven't made arrangements, please do so after this gathering. Please do not bring any illegal chemicals onto the ground. This was found, if anybody has lost a mala, dark wood mala. These afternoons in which inner journeyers in the realm of consciousness share notes on exploration. Difficult for me thoroughly at the rational level to understand what they are all about. It feels to me like I have said everything and you have heard everything, and that happened before we ever got together. But there seems to be some need in us, at the state of faith we are at, to rehearse these ideas over and over again with one another, to get them clearer. I very rarely think I am saying anything that somebody in this group does not know already. And yet here we are, day after day. I guess if you weren't here, I wouldn't be here. So we must all be doing something about it all. Really a dialogue with ourselves, because is here somewhere inside in this place which we create each week. There is us. There is a place where we are. And the greeting we use when we see one another, it reminds us of this place. The greeting is Namaste. Namaste.
Rama, 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 Rama.
Run.